Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry, how you doing?
Hey, Stuart, just stand warm, stand by the fire.
Well, yeah, it's kind of chilly. Before we get rolling, I want to play, we got some emails saying they enjoyed our Connect the Dots on Salvation 101. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but this comes from Hebrews chapter 11, 6 through 7. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So here we have one of those other loaded verses that totally destroys modern Christian salvation theology. It's obvious that if you don't have faith, and you don't believe that God is, obviously you're not going to probably, number one, be obedient to what he tells you, because you really don't believe it anyway. Without faith, you can't please him. But notice what it says, he that cometh to God. Different than believing or having faith in. Remember on our last little Salvation 101 connected dots, we used the word come to because it's very, very important. It's the key to all salvation, authentic, true salvation, is coming to God. And it must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Well, there's your word seek, ask, knock, strive that Jesus talked about. And they use an example. In fact, they use many examples. I'm just going to quote one. By faith, Noah, verse 7, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, there's your faith and belief, moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. In other words, Noah was told there's a flood coming. He had faith in God. He believed what God said, and therefore he moved and built an ark. He didn't just sit there in an easy chair and ask God to build the ark for him. He actually did it himself. Well, the same thing is coming to God now. We have to come to Christ. Matthew 6, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Doesn't say believe, doesn't say have faith. Those are the prerequisites. It says seek. Seek ye first above all things. Look up the word first. Above all other things in your life, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all these things will be added unto you. Anyway, we could talk on that all night, and we got a lot of things to go into, and some of this information, we have to say, I don't know how you can totally vet it. You have to remember that governments lie to their people all the time. All the time. I think they believe it's their right to fib to everybody. Of course, it's not your right to lie to them, but they have every right to lie to you. And they only not only that, they'll lie on the witness stand under oath. I don't know. It's so what I'm trying to say is don't believe. that's coming out of the government in any location, anywhere, about this new virus. That's what I'm talking about now. There's something going on, something really serious probably going on. We can't prove it. It may be fear porn. We run into that all the time. In fact, I get accused of it. But I feel that I have to tell people what the insiders are saying, what the rumbles are, what the rumors are, with the thought in mind that many times you're going to get the real truth through alternative sources. It's kind of like when we got that thing from the Department of Defense saying all these people had been killed and all these people had been wounded while Trump and his generals were telling everybody nobody got hurt. We were very fortunate. Nobody at all got hurt. Now, we know basically that's probably not true. Now, is it possible that somebody could phony up a Department of Defense letter? Yeah, it's possible. It's possible to do almost anything these days. So with that in mind, as Larry and I go down through this, just keep that in mind. I don't know how you're going to vet all of this. However, there's no question that people are getting excited, and I've got an article that maybe tells us what's really going on and why China was hit so badly. And this would be global deep state, and this may have something to do with the China-Trump, Z-Trump deal. And deep state didn't like it. And if deep state doesn't like something, they can do something about it. Don't forget what we were told by, I can't remember who it was, can't think of his name right now, Secretary of Defense, said before Congress, a congressional hearing, that they, undefined who they were, had the technology to create earthquakes, volcanoes, steer hurricanes, do weather damage, etc., etc., etc. The technology, folks, is out there. That's why Jesus said what he said. Who can make war with the beast? And the answer, of course, was no one can on earth. Jesus is the only one that can make war with the beast. We call that the God factor, which deep state, global deep state, mock. Psalm 2, they mock it. They don't even believe God is there. They've forgotten all about the God factor, and they're going to have to learn the hard way, but unfortunately, they do an awful lot of damage to innocent people before they find out, I guess I could say, that there really is a God. He really did have ears and eyes, and he really did hear everything they were plotting and planning, and he took very great disfavor to it. Psalm 2, as Larry and I have warned you many, many times, if you want to find the root of all modern-day prophecy, memorize Psalm 2, because everything dovetails back into it. Anyway, where do we want to start, Larry, with this? Because this is going to be the big news, and it absolutely, according to everything we can find out, is spreading very, very rapidly. And I don't believe when they say, well, it has to have contact, eye contact, or, you know, that sort of thing. This is airborne. There's no question it's airborne at this point. What's your latest?
Well, it's really interesting. I'm going to try to get Barry Rothman maybe to run a Torah code on this coronavirus, and maybe some names like Bill Gates and the New World Order Group, you know, the Global Group, Deep State, et cetera, et cetera. But until we do that, it's almost impossible to vet some of this. But there are reports coming out, and you've got copies, I believe, of that.
Yes, I do.
Apparently, this coronavirus, Bill Gates and groups tied in with him got a patent, an actual patent.
Yes.
I could be wrong, but I believe they filed for it in 2015 and actually got it in 2018 for this virus. And, of course, they're talking now about how this virus may have been connected to maybe Russia and China. You can't vet it. But what's odd, and you mentioned that, there is a Drudge Report headline says George Soros rips Trump and Xi, warns fate of the world at stake in the coming 2020 election, and says this comes out, George Soros warning, as the Trump and Xi agreement on phase one trade deal. Now, we do know that apparently this is upsetting the New World Order considerably. I think you've seen the article I'm talking about. But what's interesting is the fact that apparently Trump and Xi, and if people don't know who Xi is, he's the premier, or the president of China, is who I'm talking about, Donald Trump and him, because making this deal is going around the New World Order plans, and this totally turns on it turns everything about the New World Order on its head, trade deals and everything. And so what's interesting, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion here, what's odd is about the time, just before, suddenly, and if you'll remember, coronavirus came out suddenly, all of a sudden, it was there. There was no warning. There was no precursor events. There was nothing but boom, there it was. Well, listen, what's the odds, Stuart, on that boom of coronavirus happening immediately after the Trump-Z final phase trade agreement was signed? What do you think?
Well, everybody would probably think we're wearing our tinfoil hats. And they're probably rolling their eyes because they will not connect the dots any more than they do with scripture. They will not connect the dots. When you have this kind of timing, and it goes along with the impeachment, it goes along with the Virginia gun grab, it goes along with this is probably going to spread. They've already got a case in Chicago. She was a Chinese lady, and she flew in. Now, Putin, on the other hand, who really does probably care about his people, stopped all flights from coming in from China. And I believe probably will extend that. Now, I think he's sealed the borders pretty much. And Russia is now on lockdown. There's something really, really strange about this whole thing. And I want to read something that this comes from Steve Quayle. It's an alert. I'm not telling you to anybody believe it, but I'm going to read it to you anyway. Reality check. 40% mortality rate from deep background sources on real numbers of infected and dead in China. Now, I want to relate this back to Hal Turner's. We had all these soldiers killed in this attack. We had all these soldiers wounded in this attack, and yet we were told nobody got hurt. Well, now they're up to 34 that they will admit were wounded, brain trauma, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The thing I read says, well, it's looking even worse because Pentagon constantly lies. They never learn. They never will learn. And it is what it is. So you just have to live with it. But anyway, even if no one will believe the real numbers, I'll read that again. Even if no one will believe the real numbers, here they are. 70 million under quarantine in China. I believe that's higher now. Almost every province or whatever they call those things in China are now have this virus. There's only a few. And I'd have to go into one of the globes and look where the Himalayas are, which is probably where they are not yet infected. Anyway, it says 70 million under quarantine in China, 40 million infected.
16 million dead. Numbers doubling daily because Wuhan travelers spread the virus big time because of Chinese holiday prior to its lockdown and quarantine. Now, this lady that arrived in Chicago came from China. I don't know how many people were on board that airplane, and I hope the CDC is tracking every one of them down, but there was a movie, I think it was called Contagion, and it's going down like that movie portrayed. That centered with a virus, I think, starting in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is, by the way, an international airport. We got international airports all over the country, so all these planes can come in and land. And how are you going to stop it? And the question is, do they want to stop it? I know I hate to say something like that. Do they want to stop it? Depends on what the motive is. Is this a release of a contagion deliberately? Deliberately done in China? We'll get into some of the deep state background as to why they might do something like that. You have to remember something about global deep state and Satan. He is a liar and a murderer from the very beginning. He loves lies and he loves death. That's why the Lord says in the Old Testament, those who hate me love death. All you got to do is go to the Georgia Guidestones and the deep state plans for depopulation. And I have long said one of the best and easiest ways for global deep state to depopulate the planet is via germ warfare. The reason being, not only does it kill millions and millions of people, you can't prove they're the ones who did it. So it's an ideal weapon. Anyway, getting back to Steve, also the death rates will skyrocket in the next days because of no food and supplies can even enter those cities that are in the quarantine now. And I don't know how many cities there are. Do you know how many cities are in the quarantine now, Larry?
The last I heard was 9 or 10, and it may be more of that. And they're also, Hal Turner's reporting, a lot of these cities are coast cities, which is their shipping areas.
Yeah, this is, and if it's airborne, it's not going to matter anymore. It's already in the United States. I was just reading a report, 4 more they think may have it. And I can't remember what city it was. It's not Chicago. It's someplace else.
Well,
okay.
I'd heard in Washington State, plus apparently Darnett showed me some information coming out this evening of a number of them down on the Texas border, and they do have them in Mexico and Colombia reportedly. So are they coming across our border too? Are they landing in Mexico and then coming across? If that could be on purpose.
Well, yeah, and our prevailing winds up here basically across the United States, your jet streams and your winds generally move from west to east, which makes it very suspicious that the first case that I heard of was in Washington State. Well, now Canada has a bunch of people evidently under investigation. I don't know whether they've actually got it or whether they're just being careful. But if this is airborne, and I don't see how this could have spread in China the way it has to almost all their provinces without it being airborne. So we'll just have to wait and see. And it says out in getting back to this notice, outside of China, the numbers, as Hal Turner has stated, are about 1/10 of the real numbers and doubling daily. Working on getting any additional data I can. One thing I can tell you is that China factory output is down about 25% already, and falling as people are getting sick. So that would be another indicator that people are not coming to work, that this quarantine is China nationwide. And it could well be, we haven't gotten into this yet, about plans here in America for total shutdown, total quarantine. Remember, this thing started, when was it, Larry? It only took about 4 or 5 days for it to be all over China and already in Japan and elsewhere. So it's moving very, very rapidly. I mean, here's a headline from Drudge. Virus mutating. New cases rising sharply. China quarantines Wuhan. There are relatively few bioweaponry labs in the world that have the capability to create such a fatal and infectious virus. Thus, when the truth is confirmed about the Wuhan flu, there will only be a few culprits who are behind these assaults against Chinese people. So this is an article basically stating this is a lab-generated virus. It's not a natural virus, according to this article. No, we don't know that. We can't vet it. In reality, should this Wuhan coronavirus outbreak become a full-blown epidemic in China, which it already has, it could represent an attempt to commit genocide. Likewise, if it becomes a bona fide pandemic, it could ultimately be labeled a crime against humanity. Well, you got to have people around to label it thus. It's really quite easy for any of the numerous U.S. military bioweapon labs to bioengineer deadly supervirus and then release it in a city as large as Wuhan, China. Acts of bioterrorism like this are carried out all the time. As a matter of historical fact, the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918 actually originated at Fort Riley, Kansas, where soldiers reported to the Army's largest training facility during World War I. The soldiers, who were deliberately infected with the H1N1 influenza virus, then served as countless vectors of dissemination for the pandemic that ultimately killed as many as 100 million people worldwide. That single U.S. executed biowarfare operation against humanity was arguably the deadliest depopulation event in human history. Then he's got an article here, Spanish flu of 1918 was really a bioterror attack on humanity. That's from an intelligence analyst and former U.S. Army officer. There's no better way. Now, here's what may be behind this. You've been already hearing about how they're making all these rumbles. First it was measles, oh, we got to vaccinate everybody, blah, blah, blah. If you go on to naturalnews.com, you need to read some of his articles. This guy is basically a scientist, and he has his own labs, Mike Adams. And it's well worth you going over there and reading what he has to say about vaccines. And there's several books been written with proof, positive emails that they've gotten out of these companies, which proved that they knew the virus, these vaccines were unsafe and killing people. They knew it. They didn't care. Anyway, there's no better way to compel a populace to comply with draconian vaccination regimes than to scare them with the prospect of a deadly pandemic. Governments around the world are constantly under pressure from New World Order globalist cabal to implement the super vaccination agenda. Towards that end, the world community of nations has been repeatedly victimized by manufactured measles outbreaks, ever-worsening flu seasons, or so they tell us. These things are getting deadly. Anyway, then from Drudge, outbreak overwhelms, 40 million quarantined, spread through the eyes, which they now prove is not necessarily true, but airborne. Cases in Chicago, 22 states are now on the alert, and Europe has now been hit. What else have you got, Larry?
Well, we can't. A lot of this we can't vet, you know. And Hal Turner has some covert intel, which people can't go read unless they're an actual member. And but you know, I was going to mention that there was a photograph out of China on Facebook for a few minutes this evening that actually, boy, they took it down. It was a YouTube, too. They took it down. And I tried to send it for a long time to get you a copy of it, and I finally got it to you.
Yep.
When you looked at it, what do you think?
Well, this is what it says. It's from a guy by the name of Peter Hall. It said 1 hour ago. It doesn't have a date on it, so I'm assuming it's today for sure. They took it down immediately. When you folks tried to email me, they also erased it, but we finally got it. Large explosion in Wuhan, China, just happened about an hour ago. And when you look at the fireball that's there and the mushroom cloud above it, it makes you wonder exactly, was this one of those bunker buster bombs, which also makes a kind of a mushroom cloud, or did they actually nuke that facility where this virus first emerged from, or they claim it first emerged from? Who knows? Who knows where it really did come from? But you may remember several of the movies, like Contagion, and there was one other. I can't remember the name of it now. Very famous, and they did a remake of the movie where they actually nuked. And they didn't nuke, but they firebombed a whole village and killed everybody because they felt that was the only way they could contain this. Well, it's too late now. It's out. But they may have gotten rid of the facility. We don't know, and we'll never know. That's one of the problems. We don't know. And here's another article. The lack of standard information regarding the coronavirus is also a point of contention. As of today, we have no firm guidelines on basic information, such as the standard incubation period, primary method of transmission, other than a standard set of very generalized suspects, lack of hygiene, sneezing, shaking hands, etc. The anticipated death rate and migration patterns of the virus. Amazingly, for the United States, a person near ground zero for the virus can still board a transportation culminating in boarding an international bound plane to end up in the United States. We have not, as far as I know, Larry, shut down any of our international airports. Russia, Putin, as far as I know, locked down his nation. No travel in, no travel out. Did you hear that, or am I dreaming?
No, I did see some information on that. And by the way, Stuart, some of Hal Turner's intel, you know, I'm just going to mention a couple of things. You know, and of course, you can read his last post if you want to, and he's got a lot of photos there of people laying in hallways and in the street. They're just falling over. And, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody that, you know, Hal Turner's reporting that insiders are saying that they're getting ready to brief Congress on the situation. And I'm not going to tell anybody that there's possibly a, you know, contingency plan getting ready for the government, you know. But you know, one of the things that's very interesting is the fact that all along the deep staters have prevented America from securing its borders. So really we have absolutely zero ability to keep this out like Putin does.
Yeah. Okay, here's, I think this is from
I can't think of his name right now. Anyway, nobody can travel. This is what would happen if they declared martial law in the United States as a means of shutting down travel all over to stop the spread of the virus. They did the same thing in Contagion, the movie Contagion. They declared martial law. Military came in. This is where things get critical. This is from Dave Hodges. I have learned from a confidential informant, has told the president, the only way to stop the spread of this virus is complete medical martial law, and generally this would entail the following. One, nobody can travel outside their home, even in a medical emergency. In other words, it is a total lockdown from your home. Two, suspension of all public gatherings of any type. No schools, no church, etc., etc. Number three, enact geographic quarantines for cities until the crisis is over. This would mean troops will isolate every single metropolitan area. Now, if you want to put your thinking caps on, do you remember how all of a sudden, many years ago now, actually, that these roadways around all the cities were built? Like in Minneapolis, we have 494 and we have 694, which encircles St. Paul in the Minneapolis area. Well, if you shut down those artery feedways, you have at that point isolated that town. Okay, enact geographical quarantines for cities until the crisis is over. Oh, this actually makes total sense.
Hey,
troops will isolate every single metropolitan area to try to lessen the Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to mention, you know, you mentioned that film Contagion, and I remember that. And what that bomb was they used was an aerial fuel bomb was what that was, big bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I just wanted to mention there's another show just came to mind. It's an older show from years ago called The Stand. Do you remember that one? Because that's what happened there.
You're right. I remember the that was what's his name who does all those very weird movies and
writes those very strange
books. Stephen King.
King, yeah.
Yep, King. Anyway, to try and lessen the inevitable food riots, FEMA and hazmat suits go house to house in wealthier neighborhoods where there is a likelihood of excess food storage. Excess food will be taken from them as they raid the homes and distribute elsewhere as best as can be established. In other words, seizure. They're bringing out the executive orders. If we go into our martial law, I'm going to tell you something, folks. You're never going to get your freedoms back, ever. This is all part of the protocols. It's all part of the plan. Anyway, and how do you fight against something like that? You'd be a complete idiot if you were saying, well, this is just a scam. It won't be. It'll be real. But it'll also be a false flag. False flag does not mean it's not real, and it doesn't mean that people don't die. A false flag means it's part of an agenda that the government or deep state or global deep state does to further their agenda for a new world order. That's what all that means. Checkpoint Charlie's will be established, and extreme measures will be employed to ensure containment. In fact, I've read in China they will kill you if you try to escape. There will be a multiple concentric zones imposed with various parameters, all designed to contain the pandemic. Under EO-13603, all medical personnel will be conscripted. They will not be used to treat the public, but to treat
that martial law enforcement personnel that gets sick. As the crisis unfolds and becomes a staple of daily life, containment camps, i.e. FEMA camps, will then have to be established. A treatment will not be an option. These camps will be one big hospice. Burning dead bodies is a likely outcome as a late-stage euthanasia. Military forces, including all nuclear facilities, will be on high alert because this is when America is most vulnerable to attack. This will be one of the most this one will make most people cringe. Extreme border control policies would immediately go into effect. People crossing the border run the risk of being shot. Well, they're already saying that in China. If you try to make an escape, they will simply kill you. They're not going to ask any questions. They're just simply going to kill you. No political leader will follow these guidelines until it is too late because of the unpopularity of the approach as well as the economic ramifications. Well, we already read it. I don't know if it's true, the 25% downturn of China's marketing or production. That's huge, Larry. That's huge.
Well, Stuart, yeah, that's one thing that a number of people, including Hal Turner, Dave Hodges, and others, are warning about. They said that because of the Chinese ports going down and their factories going down, no more shipments, no more ability to ship. Do you know how much of the world's economies has got Chinese money in it? And how
yes.
They're claiming this will be a terrible situation for the global economy.
Yeah. Okay, here's from Hal Turner. Food gone from stores in Wuhan as quarantine begins. Price gouging and robberies are now rampant. Now, folks, if you think this is going to be any different here in America, the Chinese people are actually probably more independent in a lot of ways than the American wussy snowflakes. What are they going to do when they can't go to a store? What are they going to do when your food stamps stop? What are they going to do when the checks from the government stop? Okay, people in Wuhan, China, awoke today to news that the city has been quarantined. The whole city, millions of people, over the outbreak of the coronavirus. No one is allowed in or out of the city, and many of the 11 million citizens immediately panicked, heading to stores to buy food, clearing store shelves within an hour. There is now reportedly no food to be bought anywhere. I knew a friend of mine who worked in a grocery store, and I asked him, I said, what would happen in a emergency situation? He was one of the ones who worked in ordering in food, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure it's worse now because of the on-time deliveries. They don't stock as much as they used to. In fact, they have trucks coming in virtually every day now, restocking. Those trucks are not going to run. The food on your shelves will be gone in probably a day, if not less. And you're not going to get any food. This is why Larry and I have repeatedly told you to go out and prepare yourselves. No city in China has been quarantined since the last 1949. And no one expected this quarantine to ever even take place. When residents awoke today and heard that the city had been cut off, they panicked. Food stores are now empty. An internal government memo indicating that the rate of infection of people in the city was 14%, translated into about 1,551,200 cases of infection. And the mortality rate was 4%. Well, now we know it's much, much higher than that, according to the latest that we got. It's much higher than that. Let me scroll down here. The Wuhan virus is now being called WARS, Wuhan Acute Respiratory Syndrome, closely related to the SARS virus. Update 702, Beijing, China just canceled all their New Year festivities. Lines of desperately ill people outside every hospital in Wuhan, China, trying to get help. Filter masks prevent particles. By the way, you can go on Amazon.com. You can probably maybe even get them in places like Walgreens, other places. You want to get a mask for virus and bacterial infection if you don't have one. This is spreading, it appears to be spreading rapidly. In China, it took about a week to get that nation basically covered. Well, the last reports we had were what, Larry, 2 days ago it started, or 3 days ago. So it's not going to take very long if it follows the same pathway. However, if we go into a situation of martial law and they start quarantining cities, that may slow it down. Quarantines could come here too. For people in the USA, one confirmed case is already in Seattle, a new reported case in Brooklyn. There's one in Chicago, and she was in China and flew in here. When a biological quarantine is enacted, health authorities cannot lift that quarantine until two full incubation periods have elapsed. There's still varying reports about the actual incubation period of this virus. Some say 4 days, others say 2 weeks. If it is 2 weeks, then you have an initial quarantine of 2 weeks followed by another 4 weeks. 6 weeks, you may be locked down. If you could not go out for a total of 6 weeks, do you have enough food in your house to feed yourself and your family? And if not, what do you think you would do? You can't go out under penalty of arrest. This is a worst-case scenario. Not happened yet. It may never happen. Hopefully it doesn't. But this is why Larry and I have warned you to prepare yourselves. You can prepare yourself. You may not like oatmeal, but you can live on it. You may not like rice, but you can live on it. You may not like beans, but you can live on it. You might not like wheat flakes, but you can live on them. You can live on canned goods. You can live on soups, et cetera, et cetera. It's not, you don't have to spend all this money that a lot of these jokers out there are trying to sell you for a fortune. You can prepare yourselves relatively inexpensively. Update 743, Chinese officials say a third city, Chibi, with a population of nearly 500,000, is being put on lockdown to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Bulletin, no fever, just death. Several people who've died from the new virus in China didn't display any symptoms of any fever, potentially complicating global effects to check for infected travelers as they arrive at airports and other travel hubs. What in the world are we doing not locking down our nation, Larry? What is going on here? Very suspicious.
Well, as I've said, Stuart, as I've said for a number of years now, have I not said that it seems to me that America has a death wish?
Yeah. Yeah, or at least our leaders do. I doubt if most of the people pay any attention to any of this. Anyway, here's another trapped. China locks down city of Wuhan, and now we know other cities are locked down over virus. Police blocking all roads in and out. China locks down city of Wuhan, police blocking roads. No one allowed in or out. Recent outbreak of a strange new virus. It just came out of nowhere, folks. Hundreds of thousands of Chinese will spread the virus this week worldwide while they have their holidays overseas. Well, that's probably a big exaggeration, but this is how this stuff starts. The official death toll for the new virus spreading in China is now 17. That's the official toll. World Health Organization is meeting today in Geneva, Switzerland, on whether to declare a global emergency, who to hold a press conference at European time, 2 p.m. New York City time. I don't know if that's already happened, over its emergency session. Hong Kong has now reported its first case. Airports across the globe, including several in the U.S., have set up screenings, not shutting them down, screenings. This is stupidity at the highest levels. But our leaders, according to the Bible, are exceedingly not only lawless and corrupt, they're also very stupid. And anyway, what more can you say about it? Public transportation, such as buses, subways, ferries, long-distance buses in Wuhan, have been closed. All flights and trains departing, canceled. So this is going to, what's happening there, if it spreads here, expect the same thing. And don't expect any mercy for your pleas. It's not going to happen. And in that movie, Contagion, and there's a couple others that I've seen, that it, actually this is following what they said was going to happen. Okay, here's another one that you need to listen to. Secret court issuing website takedown orders in America targeting vaccine truth sites. This is the backdoor way to force everyone to get vaccine. What's in the vaccine? That's the question. Nanobots, things that change your DNA so you're no longer human, but a hybrid. All kinds of, the deep state is evil to the absolute core, and you can't trust them. Anyway, this secret court issuing website takedown orders, they struck Natural News. Natural News has learned that these secret court orders are hidden inside sealed, terminated court cases, which are being laundered through the federal bankruptcy courts but have nothing to do with bankruptcies. They are hidden from public view and assigned a secret code that indicates their real purpose: to disrupt and sabotage independent media by ordering tech companies to remove websites, deplatform channels, or disrupt indie media operations. Well, they're doing more than that. We've been working here on our Prophetic Insider and the Twilight Magazine, and we have had all kinds of trouble getting those to even operate properly. Larry, anything else on the virus that you want to talk about?
Well, one thing we haven't mentioned to people is the fact that if you're at home and there's a sudden, closure of your area, you're probably not going to be able to get any medications, and a lot of people don't have but a week's medications.
You're right. And, of course, a lot of the pharmaceuticals or your doctors won't give you more than that. And if you talk to your doctor about it, I guess they think you're kind of nuts and they roll their eyes and they won't give it to you anyway. But do have silver on hand. I know a lot of people mock it, particularly deep state mocks this concept. But colloidal silver has been used for years. In fact, veterinarians used to use it years ago. Like if a horse got a bad wound and it got infected, they'd literally sew a silver quarter, a silver half dollar, or even a silver dollar into the wound, and it would cure it almost immediately. Silver is a deadly thing against both bacterial infection and virus, according to everything that you can find out there on the web about it. And I do know, I read an article where Spetsnaz was using a very concentrated form. They carried it with them. Anyway, A very interesting article here, and it's off what we've been talking about, but I think it's important. Vice and view of the impeachment of Trump. Vice President Mike Pence met Pope Francis in the Vatican at noon on the 24th, which is today, and the two spoke together in private for an hour, a surprisingly long time for an audience with someone who is not a head of state. It was their first meeting. Now, I'm just asking people to connect the dots. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. It's but that I would raise alarm bells at, particularly knowing some other comments that have been made about all this. We are in a worldwide Psalm 2 conspiracy. No leader is exempt from it. And it seems to be going down like the Bible said it would go down. Amazing. Here's another one out of China, or out, not China, Canada, which, by the way, does have reports of that virus. Hoarding response teams being activated in Canada to locate and eliminate hoarding of supplies. Now, I don't know about you, Larry, but when I was growing up, by fall, my mom and dad and my two brothers and I worked all summer long putting together food for the winter. We canned meat. We canned vegetables. We could virtually stay alive through to the next fall. Well, today, evidently, if you have more than a couple days of food on your shelf, you're a hoarder. Anyway, I'll get your comment here in just a minute. Government outreach in Canada is ratcheting up yet again. Now, again, look at the timing of this and what we just read about the police going around and taking food, as nanny state officials there are now creating a hoarding action response team called HART, H-A-R-T, which threatens to basically sick SWAT teams on people who choose to stock up on emergency supplies for their worst-case scenario situations. The claim by the city of Vancouver, of all places, where the concept of HART appears to have been concocted, is that these police state goon squads are necessary to address what the government claims is a public health hazard posed by people who have too much stuff. What do you think, Larry?
Oh, that's just, that's, we know we've been warned for a number of years that this was coming, but they just had on Fox Business a minute ago some images, earlier images they got out of Wuhan, and they had an incredible amount of machines that appeared to be burying bodies. So they're now saying that they don't believe that China's telling us how severe this virus really is.
Well, I did see some pictures even on Drudge. He had some headlines. I didn't see the pictures, but he had some headlines where dead bodies were laying all over the place. So,
you know,
yeah.
Well, I was just going to mention, Stuart, you know, on the interview you did with Red Elk that time, we've often wondered, he saw so many bodies, and I don't remember the area, maybe it was the eastern or northeast part of the country, but he said there were so many bodies, they were having to haul bodies by railroad cars out to the Auroras, out where, he said, the Dakotas, to bury them all?
Yeah, the Badlands. And when I interviewed him, he came east, and he came and stayed at the house for some interviewing, and it was a frightening thing to listen to him. He was shown, folks, if you're not familiar, and I know a lot of people would just roll their eyes, well, he's an Indian shaman man, and blah, 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 blah.
on it goes. I would remind everyone, God says, I will pour out my dreams and my visions upon all flesh, not just arrogant, haughty Christians who think they know it all and get all these visions. He can pour out his dreams and visions upon even the worst of people if he chooses to. He's God and you're not. It's kind of like what Trump said, I'm president and you're not. And therefore, God can give valid, legitimate visions to anyone he chooses. Red Elk, I believe, was one of those people. He was shown a vision of the end times, including an invasion of the United States. But including, and he did admit, he says, I do not know what happened, but they came from the east, railroad car after railroad car after railroad car, filled with dead bodies, and they took them out to the Badlands, which is where the Auroras are, and they just dumped them there. I suppose they'd burn them, but I don't know that. But this is, you know, he was dead serious. He was absolutely dead serious when he said it. He said, and he talked about the earth flip, how the earth was going to turn upside down, how the Lord had showed him that was going to happen. Amazing. And I put it up, I think. It's on Angel Fall 923. Go look at the interview I did with him. It's on Angel Fall 923, and I believe it's Red Elk's in there in the title. I don't remember exactly how I titled it. Anyway, American Psychiatric Association says hoarders have a mental disorder. So mentally ill preppers will be deprived of all of their Second Amendment and even their right to have food in their house to feed their families. So anyway, this is how insane government gets. Nothing you can do about it. It is what it is. It is going to get worse and worse and worse until the Lord comes back, takes all these very evil people, puts them into hellfire forever, and seals it up. So anyway, that's the way it's all going to end. So just make sure you're not one of them. Do what the Lord told you to do. Believe, have faith, and then come to him. And get the golden key that sets you free of the matrix. That's what salvation is all about. It's to set you free of this prison house, and he called it a prison house, and that we were spiritually blind and have no clue whatever as to what's really going on all around us spiritually. And I just wish people would pay more attention to it, but I guess they won't. Anything else, Larry, before we run out of time here?
Well, I was going to mention a very unusual and strange cryptic post on Yahoo News the other day, a couple days ago. Just suddenly out of nowhere, the world is a report from the atomic scientist says world has less than 2 minutes from midnight, doomsday. Atomic scientists are warning, said the world's doomsday clock now set at 2 minutes to midnight. Isn't that odd that that'd come out now?
Yeah, well, they probably know something that we don't. And we would not be told, even if Congress was given a briefing about this coronavirus, we would not be told about any plans to implement martial law. It will just simply happen. We will wake up, and it will be done, just like it happened in China at Wuhan. They had no clue. They wake up, and the city's under total lockdown. It's going to happen here. Your major city hubs, Chicago, Minneapolis, New York, New Orleans, Houston, et cetera, they are all international airports. And if we haven't shut down flights from China, we're idiots. And even now, probably Japan. This thing, if it's real, is going to really take off. We'll find out. Maybe the whole thing's a hoax. We don't know. Doesn't sound it to me. Does it to you, Larry? Sounds real to me.
It sounds real. It sounds serious. And one thing that's very sure, if they shut down travel, that means all the shipping, all that truck shipping stops too across the country.
Yep. Everything goes on lockdown, folks.
get ready if you're not. You know, and it may be for 6 weeks, 2 months, who knows? Anyway, it is what it is, and we just hope that you have done prepared yourself for all of this. Pray always that you stand before the Son of Man and escape all this stuff. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening. If we hear any more, we'll definitely come back online. We don't mean to frighten anybody. We just mean to inform. As we said, no way to vet all of it. Anyway, good night, folks.